Morning, Adam Pengelly.
I'm hungry now, Laurie.
Oh, tell you. You haven't been in on a Friday, have you, to have any?
No, not yet.
Oh, I tell you what, they're very, very nice, and they've got plenty of chicken on them. And Berkey, this was what surprised me. Berkey has told me the way you go about eating a chicken wing.
It's got a new technique,
isn't it? He's got a new technique. Mm. And I haven't given it a go yet. But the way that Berkey showed me the other day, it just looked polished.
Okay.
You know when some people, you know when some people peel a prawn, they look terrible at doing it. Yet some people just sort of know how to snap the head off, and then it just comes out. They squeeze the tail, and then the prawn pops out, and it just looks beautiful the way they do it. That's how Berkey is with his chicken wing. His sticky wings.
You're not.
I'm surprised someone like Bulldog hasn't tried to change his slot to Friday now to get in on the sticky wings.
Well, yes, he probably tries. He probably has. Something we don't know about it.
Okay. I'll have to come in one Friday.
Come in and try them out. They are beautiful. Sweet deal. Gone out a winner for Johnny Thompson.
Yeah, what a great story that was, Laurie, at Hawkesby there on the weekend. She's going through a broodmare sale a little bit later this week. I think John's sort of hopeful the new owners, whoever buys her, might be tempted to keep racing on and head up to Queensland for the Winter Carnival, because there's a couple of really nice races up there for her, obviously culminating with the Tats Tiara, the big Group 1, where she hasn't won a major yet, but that was just the perfect race there for her on the weekend, that Hawkesbury Crown. She was back on a very dry surface, at a perfect distance range. I think John mentions when she gets to sort of 1,500 metres a mile, she hasn't quite see it out. Around that 1,400 metres is absolutely perfect for her. And a gun ride by Nash. So she's been such a consistent mare for so many seasons now for John Thompson. So if that was her last race for the stable, it was a really nice way to go out.
And Archidemus, nice win in the Hawkesbury Gold Cup. Last preparation, it was fourth up into the Gong. This time, third up into the Hawkesbury Cup, both ending victorious.
Yeah, he's always a horse, Jared, I think, that needs to try and get sort of three or four runs under his belt to really come into his own in a preparation. He can win first and second up, but I think he really reaches his peak around that sort of stage of his campaign. And again, like Sweet Deal, he was a horse that was just perfectly placed there on the weekend on a dryish ground. Obviously rode a pretty even speed, it must be said, but he's got a really nice little sharp turn of foot. And when he did that at the top of the straight, he put them away relatively quickly. I know Royal Celebration sort of paired out with him and challenged late, but you always thought Archidemus was in control of that race. And I've got to give some credit to Josh Parr, guys. He's such an underrated jockey. We talk about that all the time. Three winners there on the weekend at Hawkesbury, another really big day for him. And I'm hoping Josh can kick on and get a couple of nice rides in Queensland during the Winter Carnival, because he's a jockey that just goes about his business without any fuss. Always gives his horses every chance in most races, and he got the rewards there on the weekend.
Now, this has come up a couple of times this morning, Adam, on Heroes and Villains. Tell us about Craig Williams and his nice gesture down there in Adelaide on the weekend.
Yeah, I heard JR talking about it earlier, Laurie. No doubt he's going to be one of the heroes, a popular hero for the week, isn't he? That was fantastic news there on the weekend with what he did with that horse, sort of taking it back halfway down the straight to, I suppose, hand his goggles and just let the man who was obviously in his final days, wanted to go to the racetrack for one last time, just to see the horses up close and personal. I know Craig cops a bit of flack on social media from a lot of punters, but he likes to talk. He's got some of the longest acceptance speeches you've ever seen, but he is a great ambassador for the racing industry. I remember what he did after he won the Melbourne Cup a couple of years ago. He got into all the different schools around Victoria and regional Victoria and promoted racing to a lot of the kids in the industry. And he's really passionate about taking the sport forward in the future, because he knows the threat to the racing industry, trying to get young people involved in the sport. And what he did there on the weekend, I thought, was just an outstanding gesture. And it came after he won the Group 1 as well, guys, the Tab Classic on Instant Celebrity, who ducked up along the rail there to win Philip Stokes. So well done to Craig Williams. I thought it was an outstanding gesture there on the weekend. I'm sure it won't be forgotten by that man's family for a long time.
Certainly not. Now, we've got some notable Hall of Fame inductees as well.
That's right, Jared. So they were announced sort of over the course of the weekend. Les Bridge and Guy Walter, the two trainers, are going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. I think it's obviously a very worthy honour for both gentlemen. Obviously, Guy passed away several years ago now, and I know Wendy and the whole family will be absolutely thrilled that Guy's getting that recognition after his passing several years ago. Les Bridge, as you can imagine, sort of took the news with a grain of salt, and he's quite chuffed, but I think he thinks the focus should be on other people. And obviously for Guy Walter as well, he's a famous horse, Tie the Knot's going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame too, so that's a really nice honour as well. And the jockeys will be Darby McCarthy and Bill McLaughlin, and Bob Charlie and John Massaro, the famous breeder, are going to be going to the Hall of Fame as well. John's had a remarkable influence on the breeding industry for the best part of 30-odd years now, so congratulations to all those people involved. I think the Hall of Fame is a really important part of the Australian racing industry, and they do a good job with it.
Yeah, all very deserved inductees. Good on you, Adam. Have a good day.
See you, boys.